In this week's parsha, we open with the laws of Nedarim, vows. Someone makes a vow, something actually happens. These are not just words that leave our mouth and nothing occurs. They create things. The words have power. That is the opening words of this week's parsha. How much do words have power? The first Shlomo of Radomsk, someone that we spoke about on Tuesday night, discusses the idea that when someone would offer a sacrifice in the temple without first making it holy, he would be liable for karas, the strictest form of punishment. But if he first makes a vow, or he first says, this shall be holy, this shall be sanctified, then not only is he not punished with the strongest punishment, he actually gets rewarded for bringing a sacrifice. The words that the man says, make this animal from mundane to holy. Certainly, the words that come out of our mouth can make us go from mundane to holy. In fact, it's a fascinating story. Rabbi Shua ben Levi passed away, and somehow he tricked the Malach HaMavis, and he jumped into Gan Eden. And the Malach HaMavis was very upset about it, and he took Rabbi Shua ben Levi to Beis Din Shalmala, to Hashem's court, and said, what are we going to do here? And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when he was in Gan Eden, he swore he's not leaving. So they called him to court, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, we have to check his words. Let's see what his words are. And they went through his lifetime, they analyzed every word, and they saw that Rabbi Shua ben Levi never did not fulfill the words that came out of his mouth. So they told him, listen, if he didn't fulfill the words out of his mouth, then we have to trust him. And when he said, I swear I won't leave Gan Eden, and he tricked you, doesn't make a difference. His oath is valuable. His oath counts. In fact, the Pasuk says like this, Lamed Gimel, chapter 30, verse 3. Lo yachal devari. Someone should not make his words into nothing. Kechol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. Everything that comes out of his mouth, he shall do. So the early commentators ask, that sounds like a repetitive statement. Don't Yachal Devari, make your words worthless, but follow your words. Obviously, if I'm not going to make my words worthless, I will follow my words. What is the point? So they offer this teretz, that when it says Lo Yachal Devari, when someone on himself does not make his words cheap, Kechala Yotzim Pivyase, everything shall be done, what comes out of his mouth is not speaking about the subject of the person who swore, but it means everyone else will do what he says. When someone's words become valuable, that when they leave his mouth, he takes it seriously, after a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his word seriously. He now has the power of blessing. He now has the power to do things. He now can make an oath, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, we can't kick him out of Gan Eden, because his words are now respected by others. In America, we have an idea called free speech. Free speech is a bad terminology. It cheapens it. It makes the words into nothing. In Jews and Judaism, we have to believe in expensive speech. Every word we say, we have to take seriously. We have to value. Because when we do that, we not only fulfill the words of this week's parsha, Le'achal Devari, but we also have the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow our words. Hopefully, we take this lesson and we ask Hashem to bring Mashiach immediately, and of course, He will listen to all our words.